All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically, not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, let me say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way to look at things. And with that being said, I'd like to say good morning. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, this is kind of prompt to just a real quick conversation. I was thinking about you fine people this morning, and I have to say this. I am not a weatherman. I have no degrees in meteorology and all that kind of stuff, but I will tell you this. My heart and my prayers go out to all the people in this country that happened to be under this thing, which I really have very little knowledge about, is the polar vortex. I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I can't remember in my lifetime, even as a young child, the cold weather that we're having right now. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to jump in and get into this whole global warming and all that stuff. I'm not a scientist, but I am a human being, and I know the fact that it is darn cold out there, and people have to be careful. And I just felt the need to say that. Fortunately for myself, I'm home today. I don't have to go to my other gig, and there are schools that are closed around the country. There are schools that are having delayed openings and all of those kinds of things. So I really, really, really want to, you know, tell people, be careful, be safe, and just, you know, stay warm, stay inside if you have to. And that's what it is. So I'm hoping and praying that we don't have to have, you know, anybody losing their lives over this cold weather. It's just not worth it. Unless you really got somewhere to go and somewhere to be, just, you know, stay inside. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I always get excited when I want to talk to you fine people, because it gives me an opportunity to share what's on my mind. I know it's a continuum for me to keep talking about 2019 and making one of the great ones. But, you know, I sit down and I say, you know, now, I mean, you have to put all of these things into action. You have to put all of these thoughts and these heartfelt feelings and goals and these short-term goals in action. And that's what I keep trying to do, and I'm not going to stop saying it, because I want you to understand something. I am part of that journey with you. I, too, am in the process of making little small changes in my life and my lifestyle, and I can definitely feel them mentally, physically, and spiritually, and that is no exaggeration. And as I've shared with you in the past, I love talking to you fine people in the morning. I just get excited, motivated. I'm full of energy. I'm fresh. And I know you haven't heard it in a while, but yeah, I'm on my second cup, because I am. I laugh. I'm a two-cup guy. Every time I say that, it just kind of brings a little giggle into my spirit. You know, it's funny, because I have some near and dear friends and even a couple of family members who literally now walk around and say, hey, I'm a two-cup guy. And it's kind of funny. It's like my little mantra. And I just started it. I don't even know how it happened. But, you know, I shared with you fine people here and around the world, and I was just saying, you know, I'm on my second cup. And I truly am. I'm not making it up. So I'm actually looking at it, and, yeah, I'm about halfway done. You know what? It is so darn cold out there that, I mean, I'm not even going to chance it. I might have a half a cup. So, because I'm really, it's kind of chilly. So what would that make me, like the two and a half cup guy? No. I'm still just a two cup guy. So, what do we got going on today? Nothing special. Like I said, it's never really unscripted for me. Like I said, I was looking at the news and a lot of things are shutting down and there's some dangerous weather out there. So everybody, please be careful. I know it's not really one of those things where, you know, talking about the weather and it's like, what's the word I'm looking for, live or right on point? Because someone's going to hear this maybe tomorrow and they're going to say, okay, you know, LBJ, that's great. But it's like the sun is out and it's like 45 degrees, you know, not sub-zero degrees. So, yeah, I mean, at the time, you know, time stamp might be a little different, but it just my point's going to be made. All right, a little backtrack real quick. I just want to say I hope everyone, if you got the opportunity to check it out, my first interview with the interesting, none other motivational and inspirational LBJ. He is legitimately, it was my first interview. Now, I know somebody's going to say, LBJ, you all right? You know, you're talking like in the third person, first person. And of course, it's a little side pun for myself. Obviously, I conducted an interview with myself, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I played it back and I listened to it, I was like, wow. So, I mean, I really am looking forward to getting some different people that are interested in and having me just ask them a few questions and put them on the podcast. So, I hope I find some interesting people for you. To have perhaps learn something, you know, even just try something out. I want them to be inspirational, motivational, and, you know, just kind of give you another way of looking at things. So I think it should be a whole lot of fun. So stick around and, you know, stay along for the journey. I think it'll be a whole lot of fun. And one thing I like about, you know, the whole idea is the fact that I seriously, people, just remember one thing. When I get on this microphone and I start talking and I start sharing and I'm giving you all these ideas and I give you some of these, cliches and things that I hold to be true, I still am learning too. Remember that. You never stop learning. You know, I don't care what, you know, at what point in your life that you have these achievements and these goals and you go from point A to point B to point C, even if you're at the top of your game, you are still learning. This life, you will never get through this thing without learning something, what I believe to be is every day. It could be minimal at best, but you're always learning. And so you have to be open. You have to have those receptors open and willing and welcoming to gain some of that life experience and knowledge. And I think it's important because there will come times in your life and you're like, oh my God, I remember that. You know, I learned that, you know, back then, and it's kind of important. So I think it's good stuff. Don't ever, ever shut yourself down where you think that you know it all or you have learned everything that you need to learn, because I'm here to tell you that you just do not. There is always something to be learned in this life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm going to go out of my comfort zone right now. It's something is just weighing heavy on my head, and I have to share this real quick. I know I always say that, and I'm, you know what, my disclaimer is now, I'm just not going to remove it. I try not to get too political. I don't want to scare anybody away. I'm definitely non-confrontational, but I have to share this, and I don't even watch the show. But this actor, I got to get his name. All right, I did a little quick research. This actor, his name is Jesse Smoltz. Smollett, I'm sorry about that. You know, he was attacked in Chicago by two men who actually was yelling out some racial slurs and some homophobic comments. And, you know, they threw an unknown chemical substance on him, and they actually then put a noose around this young man's neck. From my understanding and when I did a little background, I believe he might be gay. My point is, it really, really bothered me, and my heart and prayers go out to this young man. I don't know the full story. I'm going to say, you know, I would safely say that this This guy really didn't provoke anything, just for the fact of being who he is. And again, it's a conversation that I believe in my heart of hearts that will be had for years and years to come. And I'd love to see it kind of, you know, kind of dissipate, and where we get around, you know, to the point of getting along and respecting other people for who they are, what they are, no matter what they look like, what they believe in, the color of their skin, or who they decide to love. You know, I really mean that. I mean, this world, let alone, you know, we have our own issues here in the United States, but I mean, just around the world. I guess maybe I live in some kind of fantasy world or naiveness, but I just don't get it. It is a quiet passion that I have, you know, for people to get along. We don't have to like everybody every day. We don't, listen, there are family members that get on your nerves and you say, listen, I'll see you next time. But we don't get to the point of violence. You know, we don't get to the point, at what point in your life you feel the need to bring harm to another person simply because of what they believe, what they look like, the color of their skin, or who they choose to love. I don't get it. It's one of those things that really, it's a passion. I don't understand it. I'm sorry. And, you know, and someone says to be a grown man like myself and an adult, you know, with a family of his own and children. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm hoping and praying that more people of the mindset like myself really get on board and just try to change things. You know, you really, sometimes you can't. I'm sorry. You can't change people. You know, they are who they are. And listen, real quick, and I'm getting fired up about this, and I'm going to leave it alone. But here's the deal. There are all these, you know, all these little cliches and things. Listen, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's what they say. And sometimes it's true, I guess. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You know, so if it's embedded in him, and if he's used to going to the bathroom outside, by God, he's not going in the house. He's going outside. So, you know, some people that have this hatred in their heart, some people do turn around and realize, you know, what the hell was I thinking? You know, and then there's those that just never, ever change, and they go through their life hating just because someone taught them how to hate. And that's what it is. You know, somewhere in their lives, someone taught them how to hate. Or, you know, they're using that hatred as a crutch because maybe something happened in their life, or something, you know, traumatic or anything. And then they choose for their defense mechanism to say, you know what? Screw that person or screw that thing. I hate it. And they just continue on through life. But that's an empty life. It is an empty existence. Because I still am a firm believer that there are so many things and so many people and things in this life that you can enjoy and learn. And if you decide to hate, you are cutting yourself off. It is like one of the veins in your body and you taking a tourniquet and you just wrap it around and tie it up. You're never going to get it. And yes, what happens when you put a tourniquet on too tight? All right, you do the math. So, I'm sorry. I went off on a, I really got a little excited there. I can't. It just bothers me. So anyway, I hope this actor's okay. And you know, the funny thing is, I don't even watch the show. I really don't. I don't even know what it's all about. I mean, I know there's a there's a music producer group. You know, some of my family members and friends, people I know watch it. I don't watch it. But that does not take away from the fact that this young man was attacked, and it really bothered me, man. You know, I mean, listen, it could be your family member. It could be one of your friends for no apparent reason. That bothers me. All right, let me get off that here. Let me take a sip of my coffee because I need to calm down. I really do. I apologize. So, my prayers are out to him and his family and things, and I hope whoever did this is brought to justice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen. As I always say, take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We'll talk again.